two sides of a coin. Heads or tails? Win or lose in a 50-50 proposition. If the stakes are small, it's no big deal to lose the toss. In football overtime, it can sometimes mean the game if you get the ball first. What are you flipping the coin of life to answer? You've heard it said that not to decide is a decision, the results of which you can't predict and probably won't like. When life comes at you like a freight train, it's good to have a plan and a backup. Instant gratification that hasn't planned for the future often leaves us with neither. Like the coin, God has two sides. Listen to the psalmist, side one. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. And side two. Therefore I swore in my anger, truly they shall not enter into my rest. Psalm 95:11. Does that sound like the same God? There are many similar verses to reinforce both sides of this coin. Unlike the coin used for decision-making, the yes-no decision to know and obey your Creator is not random. Paul's letter to the church in Rome is very clear, describing their side two, the charges against them, and the justified why of God's anger. Let's look. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. That's Romans 1:18-22. And Paul doesn't pull any punches. He tells it like it is, because the most loving thing you can do is tell the truth to those who are perishing. I'm not advocating beating people over the head with God's word. The Bible tells us to let our speech always be with grace, Colossians 4:6, so we don't offend our hearers. But we're not to water down the message either. The message that the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew 7:13-14. If you're not sure which path you're on, don't be discouraged by the words many and few. This is where the randomness of flipping a coin is eliminated. In Joshua's farewell address to the Israelites, he gives them the same choice we have. Quote, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. In today's language, it might sound something like this. If you don't want to serve your Creator, decide today whom or what you will serve, whether the little g God of popularity, or the God of money and power, or more likely, the God of self. As for me, I'm all in for the one true God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, there are consequences for the choices we make. Hindsight provides me with a crystal clear picture, video actually, of some of the bad choices that I've made. I thank God that he has a side one that includes me. If you'd like that assurance, visit our site page, Steps to Salvation, found on the menu bar. And thanks for visiting.